Hello, everyone, and welcome to another special episode of All Things Trek that has nothing to do with Star Trek. Today, I am joined by my good friends, or excuse me, friend, Jake.
Hello.
And
I'm not your friend?
No, you're my brother. You're different. If I said friends, Ari and Jake, people would be like, but wait, last time Ari was your brother.
Can we be both?
No. Oh, no, we can't. It's like the relationship chart I drew up for Burning Wheel. You're either family members or friends. You can't draw more than one line.
I'm not friends with any of my family.
Yep. All right. So today we are reviewing Brave, which is a movie that just came out recently. In case you've been like living under a rock or something, it's the new Pixar animated film, and it is pretty rad. But let's see. Any other important things? All right. The other important things are that I finished Enterprise. I'm done with that. I've started watching Doctor Who, and I almost want Enterprise back. Not started, but, like, started the fifth season, and, like, I'm getting into the sixth now.
That's okay. Enterprise is the best show of Star Trek.
Why are you trolling?
So I understand why you would want it back.
No trolling.
I'm not trolling. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying,
like, Captain Jonathan Archer.
Enterprise was stupid and bad, but I never felt like Enterprise was trying to outsmart me. Like, I feel like Doctor Who is just constantly trying to tell me how smart it is, and I don't believe it. It's like, no, none of these things you're saying make any sense, but you want me to think it's super smart.
It's too smart for you.
I guess. Maybe if I was smarter, I would understand these storylines, but I don't understand why the Evil League of Evil had to come back in time at the conclusion of Season 6. Like, I don't understand why it wasn't just the Daleks. Like, the Daleks are pretty smart in general. I'm pretty sure they could handle it.
What is a Doctor Who?
Hang on, I'm gonna close the door. I just realized I left that open. Talk amongst yourselves for a minute.
Doctor Who and filler. This is all gonna get deleted anyway, so whatever.
No, it's not. I don't delete anything. Remember?
Oh, never. Never happens.
I didn't delete my cell phone ringing from the last episode. Oh. That was mainly because I was like trying to find it, and I couldn't find where in the
well, sometimes
the
you delete pauses, so yeah, maybe it's like a pause. Probably shouldn't have said anything.
Lends authenticity.
All right.
Anywho.
So,
Brave. How about that?
Brave. So first, our spoiler-free opinions. I thought it was fucking rad, and everyone should see it. Ari?
I thought it was fun. I had a good time with the movie. I'm not in love with it, but it was a good movie. I especially liked the score. The music was really good. Enjoyable.
See, just tells you something about me, because I barely remember the music. Well, Jake?
Yeah, I don't really either. But other than that, I'm pretty much on the same page with Ari. It was good. You know, what you said about the trailer, although I hadn't seen the trailer, really rang with me because I was not expecting the second half of the movie from what I got in the first half.
Yeah.
So.
Alright, well.
It was good, but it was. Maybe didn't live up to the expectations set by the first half of the movie.
Ah! People say that a lot. Okay, so, spoiler time. If you want to see it and you haven't seen it already, don't want any spoilers, you can stop this recording, like, right now and go watch Brave. All right, so let's talk about that shift from the second half into the first, from the first half into the second half.
Bears!
Yeah, okay, so the first half we have, Meridia, I think is her name?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Is it like Merelda or something?
Yeah, Meridia. Meridia is, you know, in the first half of the movie, it's really more like the first third. Meridia is, like, being arranged to be married, and she's like, I don't wanna, and, they have, like, a big thing about it. And it's all about her trying not to get married. And then in the second, like, half or two-thirds, she has turned her mother into a bear in an attempt, because she, like, talks to a witch to try to get a spell. But apparently the witch only knows one spell, which is polymorph other, bear.
Look, you want to be as strong as 10 men? You're a bear. You want to change your fate? You're a bear.
Yeah, I guess those are both, those both are the solution.
She figured out sometimes you only have one cool spell, okay? And you got to swing it that you're an evil wicked witch that does more than one thing. So bear.
Yeah, it's just a matter of practical application, I suppose.
Multi-purpose bear tools.
It is kind of a sudden shift, but I sort of liked it. I mean, I don't know. I've already seen the I don't want to be forced into an arranged marriage story. I've seen that a lot. You know, granted, I haven't seen it done well a whole lot, but I've seen that story all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. It's not that I didn't like it. I mean, it was a good movie, and it was cute.
Yeah,
and I don't have anything wrong with this, any problem with this direction the story took. It just
took a right turn somewhere.
It took a right
turn
somewhere.
I felt like I fell off at the corner. But, you know, that was fine. I think it was the choice that a lot of movies no longer make to not really show you the plot of the movie in the trailer. Most movies nowadays will show you most of what happened. Sometimes the entire plot of the movie in the trailer.
Yeah, I mean,
Brave just left it all open. You really didn't know what Brave was about. It was a thing. She did an archery thing. She ripped her dress, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, and there was very little, like, I didn't feel like the trailer spoiled the movie for me. Apparently some of the versions of the trailer had the bear in it. I didn't see that
Never
one.
Never saw any of those. I saw a theatrical trailer in theaters. So, I don't know. Those are the longest trailers, usually. I never saw that.
I saw a trailer with the kid bears in it, but no, I didn't see one with Eleanor.
Yeah, I guess I did see one with the kid bears. I've forgotten about them.
Yeah, well, they're pretty forgettable.
I don't like this trend in animated movies where there have to be three cute things that run around being the cute things.
That's
like,
okay. Despicable Me did it, so everyone has to do it.
Despicable Me did
it
really well, and now all the other movies do it not well. Because
it was part of Despicable Me's plot, but now all these movies where it's not part of the plot are doing it.
Yeah, it was in the Lorax for whatever reason with the fish, and now it's in this one with the kids, and like the kids are supposed to be cute. Maybe they're for the kids that watch the movie.
I guess.
Maybe they're just not for me. I don't know. I felt Despicable Me was for me.
That's what it sounded like when we were in the theater.
Did you hear kids being like, oh, look at those other kids?
Like, just laughing at the antics of the other kids in the back row. Yep.
So I guess it's just not for me. Maybe I can't appreciate it anymore. I'm too old.
I guess.
An old man.
I don't know. I get kind of weirded out whenever people tell me it's for little kids, because in my experience, little kids will go see whatever movie you tell them to go see, and they will like it, because they don't have enough experience to know that not all movies are awesome. Like, and that was my experience growing up. When I was a kid, I pretty much loved every movie except the scary ones, because I didn't like being scared.
I saw Star Wars Episode 1 4 times.
Oh, man. Godzilla 2000, that was a good movie.
It's sort of like every once in a while I try to hear someone defend the Star Wars prequels by saying, well, it was made for little kids, and little kids liked it. It's like, little kids will like anything.
That's true.
You know, I'm not going to say little kids are stupid, because they're not. They just don't have the context. They, you know, you show them a movie, and they're like, this is amazing. And, it, you know, from a technological... Yeah, sorry, you broke my nail clipper.
That was on me. That one's on Coach Tracy.
Now I can't clip my nails anymore. They're just going to grow and grow and grow.
It's all right. I have my own.
They will never
You're just the screwed one.
They will never be cut.
Oops.
But I guess, yeah, I could have done without the three brothers, but I didn't really feel like they were detracting from the movie.
No, they just didn't add anything.
Yeah, they were just there. It was like a little bit of money they probably didn't need to spend.
The cleavage diving scene was kind of weird.
Oh yeah, that was a little creepy.
I was like, I knew this was going to happen. I saw it setting up for it once I saw that character, and I'm like, oh my, this is happening.
Really? I only saw it when she put the key in her breasts.
Well,
when
I saw them chasing her around as the bears, I had an inkling of something bad to come, and I wasn't sure exactly what form it would take, but yeah. Just like this. I don't feel this is necessary for anybody.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
It's weird. It's not the tone of the movie. And it's like, okay, I guess. I don't know. Didn't find it, like, attractive at all, and I didn't find it funny. So I felt like those were the only two directions you could take it.
Yeah, you could go for comedic or titillating, and they didn't really go either. It was just, like, I don't know. Something about little kids interacting in that way with, like, an adult woman is just kind of like,
They were bears at the time.
Yeah,
There's no laws against that.
I guess that makes it okay.
That depends on where you live.
I swear, officer, they were bears at the time.
On to more things that I really liked, because I'm making a really big deal out of these kids. When I was watching it, I didn't really notice them. I'm thinking about it now. I really liked, visually, I think it was very well put together in a way that supported the story instead of being like, you know, second, instead of being like off to the side while the story was somewhere else. Like, that's a problem. Like, pretty much every movie you see nowadays looks good if you only look at it. Like, if you looked at it without the sound, most movies look great. Like, it's rare nowadays that you see a movie that doesn't look good. Although some of the 3Ds are like that, because a lot of movies are not made in 3D, and they add 3D in post-production, and it looks like shit.
Yep.
But that's really the only problem. I've heard there's a way to compensate for that with brighter projector bulbs, but I don't know if that's true.
You mean the theaters can do it?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
That's what someone told me, but I have no, like, hard evidence to back it up. But so, like, you know, Meridia, the main character, I thought looked really good. Her hair is amazing. They clearly spent a lot of time on her hair. And The mom, I think, I like the way that the mom carries herself. Same thing with the dad, really. I mean, like, I thought everything looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm. The visuals. I really like the sound. Apparently no one else is on board with this.
Well, I'm not saying I dislike the sound. I just don't remember the sound.
I can't recall any specific song, but I really liked how they worked it and how it's not a musical. There's, like, I think one character has a singing number.
Yeah.
But there's vocals in the music in the background that I really like. I think it was a trend started, especially not as much in anime movies, but a lot of serious movies started with Inception, with these really loud and then contrasting into really quiet music scores that have zero vocalization, which I'm getting a little tired of, and I'm glad this movie had some vocals, had a upbeat, and had a very thematic soundtrack.
Well, I'm definitely not usually a fan of vocals in soundtracks, but in this instance, in this case, the fact that I didn't notice it and that I really liked the movie suggests that it worked. One thing that I did notice just as I was watching that I really liked was the archery. I thought they did a really good job portraying, especially in the sequence where she's shooting the targets. Like, she does pretty much everything right. Like, she draws the arrow back correctly. She exhales at the right moment. She doesn't do the thing that really pisses me off with archers in movies where they hold the string back forever. It's like, that's really hard.
Also, splitting the arrow like that.
Mythbusters.
Mythbusters, yo. I watched Mythbusters, and
did they bust that myth?
They didn't. They busted it on it's plausible, but the problem is the grain of the wood. The arrow will follow the grain, so unless you have a grain that goes all the way through, straight through the arrow, you're not going to do it. It'll usually come out at one point, and it'll just shave off a piece of the arrow.
Not only is she a great archer, they have some really great fletchers.
Mm-hmm, they have. It was a strong indication of how much the archery industry is strong in the land of whatever.
Yeah.
Make-believe, Scotland. What is it? Make-believe Scotland?
No, it's just real Scotland.
It's real Scotland. I like how there's one guy with a Scottish accent, no one can understand him. Because everyone else has fake Americanized Scottish accents, except for the one guy.
Do they?
Yeah. That is what I think a Scottish accent sounds like, but like many accents, that's not what it actually sounds like. I'm assuming not all Scotland people say that. Scottish people act like that or talk like that.
I don't know anything about Scottish accents other than what I see in movies, but I don't know, they sounded real. Like, they don't, there wasn't like one of those things where I was like listening to it being like, this sounds really fake. But then again, I can't say for sure.
I just know that the one guy who no one understood was speaking with like a really heavy accent. That was the joke, is he had a really heavy Scottish accent, and no one could understand him.
Which I really,
including his immediate family.
Yeah. Which makes me wonder, maybe he's actually really smart and just no one knows what he's saying.
It could be.
That sounds correct. I mean, he's he's like a big guy and everyone assumes he's going to be like burly and tough, but he seemed really hesitant. He was just like,
I'm here, I guess. I don't know.
He seemed more like the intellectual type.
Yeah.
Seems like a nerd.
Oh, nerd. Man, all those sons were so attractive. Everything about them. I like the flashy one. He was cool. He was pretty good at archery.
That was like, I don't know. I really liked pretty much all the characters. Like, they all were memorable looking, and for the amount of characterization that they got, were pretty cool. Like, even like the clan chieftains who were barely had like five lines each, I thought it worked very well.
Yep. They were fun. I enjoyed it.
Although one thing that was kind of weird, what was up with those will-o-wisps? In that, like, I've never
heard... huge trolls. We're going to lead you to this murder bear. Oh, well, you solved the mystery. Whatever. We had our fun.
No, I know what they were doing in the story. I was just confused why the mother was telling the girl about how the will-o-wisp will lead you to your fate. Because usually will-o-wisps are just evil. Kill you.
Yep, they lead you to bad things.
Yeah, that's a type of fate.
I guess that's the kind of fate. But that's not the sort of
terrible
thing.
Fate.
That's not the way I would explain it to my young, impressionable daughter.
Maybe the Scottish will-o-wisps are nicer or something.
Maybe they have nicer will-o-wisps than Scotland.
I don't know. I just looked at the will-o-wisps as like they couldn't. They're like, I guess we need the characters to be here now. They're just the plot. We must follow the plot, and the plot is in the form of will-o-wisps.
Well, I mean, story-wise, I'm pretty sure the will-o-wisps were supposed to be the spirit of the guy who got turned into the bear, and he was trying to get someone to solve the problem.
Is it?
His spirit like appeared and turned into a will-o-wisp at the end.
Witch has been murdering people for like hundreds of years until there are just tons of will-o-wisps hanging around, like in that one Scooby-Doo movie where like the zombies are all the previous victims trying to tell the Scooby-Doo gang to leave the island.
Oh,
I don't know if anyone's watched that movie besides me, but that's
I watched that movie. I remember. I watched that with you. I remember.
Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island, everybody go watch that movie. It's good.
No, it's not.
Everyone go watch that movie. It's kind of funny.
I'm plugging that movie right here.
It makes fun of a lot of Scooby-Doo tropes, but it's not, I wouldn't say it's good.
Man, that was my favorite one. It was legitimately scary to me when I was like 10.
Lots of things are scary when you're 10.
Leave me alone. We're watching that movie next. We're reviewing Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island next.
Oh my god. We're reviewing The Amazing Spider-Man next, darn. But
that's kind of like Scooby-Doo.
But anyway, Brave. See, this is the problem with a movie that you like. You can only say you liked it.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, alright, review done.
Alright, well,
where's my paycheck?
Here's something that I've been wondering about. I've heard, like, I sometimes wonder, like, if I'm going crazy when I... Because, like, a lot of the people I've talked to outside of my immediate friends group and, like, the people who saw it with me really didn't like it.
Yeah, I've heard that.
One of the common ones I hear is that it didn't measure up to other Pixar movies. And it's like, what other Pixar movies? Like, I mean, I never saw Finding Nemo, which was apparently, like, Jesus on a cassette tape.
I've never seen it either.
But I saw Up. Up is really good for, like, in the first 5 minutes in that, like, really, really good short. And then the rest of it is a decent movie.
Mm-hmm.
Toy Story is good, obviously. I didn't think Toy Story 2 was all that great.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
What else does Pixar
The Incredibles is good.
Yeah, I really like... I like The Incredibles more than Brave, but, you know, they're different movies.
Pixar has a pretty good track record, but I wouldn't... It's weird to hear that it didn't measure up to... It's like, they talk about it like all the other Pixar movies are, like, you know, way up the mountain, and Brave is, like, halfway up. Like, it's trying... Like, it's pretending to be a Pixar movie, and it's like, no, I don't think so. I think it's about as good as most of the others. I mean... I never saw Cars. Maybe Cars was the ultimate Pixar movie that puts Brave to shame.
Cars
I don't know.
Cars is amazing. I saw it on an airplane once.
Was it amazing? Because that's one of the few I haven't seen.
It was a lie. I'm lying to you. Go watch Cars back-to-back with Scooby-Doo. It'll be great.
And I kind of wish Lillian was here, because I know she didn't like it. I think she felt like at the end the ending message is that the girl was wrong to not want to be married off, and that she should have just, like, quietly accepted her fate, which I didn't think was the message, but...
No, I think the message to me, the whole movie, was choosing and deciding your own fate, and at the end she's like, well, like, why don't we choose who we marry, and we'll figure it out from there. Why don't these guys try to impress me, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and...
I thought it was a little contrived that they didn't just go through with the marriage. I thought everyone accepted her compromise pretty easily. But whatever. It was fine with me.
Welcome to being a social... Welcome to social change in, you know, in entertainment.
In movies. It's just... Right. Just happens.
You know? Well, I mean, and I can kind of understand it to a certain extent, because it's like, you know, playing with that nail clipper isn't going to unbreak it.
Well, you know, I figure it's already broken. What else can I do to it?
Well, anyway, so... It's when you're portraying a social change in a movie, like, you typically want to portray the people doing it in a positive light, because that's just a message you want to send, is that positive social change is good and is achievable. When in reality, most, you know, people who have championed positive social change were met with, you know, hatred and backlash, and, like, you know, you can think of any civil rights leader, and you can think of all the people that hated them. And now, because you know, they were pushing people out of their complacency, and people don't like being pushed out of their complacency.
But were any of their mothers bears?
Probably not.
The real question we all have to ask ourselves.
And I actually really liked at the end that the parents, especially the mom, had, like, a reason for what she was doing other than to be, like, mustache twirlingly evil.
Yeah, that was good.
I felt the witch was kind of a jerk for no reason.
Yeah, I didn't really like the witch.
I felt like the witch showed up and, like, is this witch supposed to be, like, helpful? No, that spell's not being helpful. That's not even, like, tricking her own words around. Since when does change your fate mean turn my mother into a bear?
Yeah, the spell effect definitely felt really random compared to the words that were spoken.
This might just kill her. I don't even know what this potion does.
It's hard to tell what she was trying to accomplish. And that rhyme, was it a rhyme that,
The warning the witch
gave. The tapestry mending warning that she gave.
Yeah,
which
to
was,
mend, even though it
which
didn't
was
work.
Kind of unclear and seemed like it was supposed to be a red herring, but wasn't a very good one.
Yeah, the witch kind of bothered me. Just, like, I like the idea of the witch, and, like, her dialogue was very cute, and her visual aesthetic was good. And I like the idea of this crazy old witch hanging out in the woods with, like, a wood carving shop full of bears.
she loves bears, all right?
And I didn't have a problem with that, but, like, it felt like her scenes were kind of rushed. Like, they were supposed to be longer, and they had to cut them to make time. And also, I didn't really care for her, like, phone message jokes. I don't know, that kind of took me out of the story.
It's so funny, it's like a phone message, but in old-timey Scotland.
And, like, I was told that there were other, like, really modern jokes, but I don't remember them. Like, that was the one that I remember.
No, I got nothing.
And that one really bothered me when it happened. I was like, this is kind of immersion-breaking. As, you know, I felt that the rest of the movie was pretty low-tech and, like, pretty true to the, you know, to the setting. As true as to the setting as a not super gritty kids movie is going to get.
Yeah.
You know, no one's dying of smallpox, but I'm okay with that.
I was a little saddened that they didn't even go as much to give people scratches, because, like, she got attacked by the bear, and the bear claw got her, and, like, he's like, oh my god, the bear got you, and she's like, no, it's okay, it's nothing. I'm like, yeah, it's nothing, your skin isn't even broken. What did that bear do to you with its claws?
Didn't it rip her shirt?
It did, but her skin is unbroken underneath.
It was a loose shirt.
People don't bleed in Pixar movies, okay?
It's just like the little cuts. Cora did it. Yeah. Cora's a kid's show. It's on Nickelodeon.
Yeah. Although, to be fair, Cora didn't bleed. She just got cut
somehow. Well, it's little red lines on your arm. That would have made it... That would have made a bear more threatening, because bears are scary and big and can murder you.
That's still pretty scary true. Bear.
It was pretty scary, but I knew the bear couldn't hurt anybody. So, like, it took me out of the problem that there's a bear trying to kill you. I'm like, the bear's not going to die. None of the people are going to die. None of the people are even hurt. They're just a little, like, dirty, I guess.
It bit off someone's leg in between scenes.
It's true. All the damage happened in between scenes, and then we had to drop rocks on the main villain, because we, you know, can't show anything dying, so we'll drop rocks on it. I guess that's better. Kids won't figure out what happened.
No, they won't know.
They can't connect A and B. They just assume the bear wandered away after some rocks fell on it.
Yeah, I kind of wish that instead of dropping a rock on it, she had shot it in the eye.
Shot it in the eye, or the mother had, like, helped deal with it more.
Well, I was okay with, like, that, with the mother's contribution.
Like, I liked both. I want more. I wanted them to actually work together. When they didn't, they just took turns losing.
Yeah, well, sometimes you gotta do that.
Like, it was all supposed to be about mother and daughter learning to accept one another and connect as, like, a family and as, like, equals, instead of this weird dynamic that they had. And
bond together just, over your failure to kill this horrible bear.
I guess. I don't know. Then to drop rocks on it. Also, that bear was a jerk.
The tapestry was kind of amusing in the end, where it was like a red herring, but not. It was a red herring, but it was a red herring that the character insisted on following all the way through.
I couldn't tell if it was a red. Did that, like, was it just her emote? Was it just saying she's sorry and accepting it? Was that all it took?
I'm pretty sure that's what the explanation was, and that the tapestry was just a convenient way of not having to show the mom naked. Because, you know, kids movie and all that. What with the bears diving into cleavage and all.
Wow.
We can't handle nudity.
Can't handle it. No, we blacked that part out. I was kind of weirded out by that. I'm like, did the tapestry just take a little bit? Was it slow on the uptake, or was it just not working at all?
I don't know. I didn't have a problem with that scene.
That's why I felt weird about it, because it wasn't really clear, and they didn't ever explain, you know, was it the tapestry? Because if it was the tapestry, that was really silly.
It was just slow on... It was a delayed reaction.
I didn't have a problem with that. I figured it out pretty quick that it was not the tapestry.
I was assuming it wasn't. I had been hoping that it wouldn't be, because that would have been silly.
No, I'm just smarter than you guys. I figured it out, you didn't.
I'm not smarter than Brave. I'm pretty stupid. On that note, I feel like Brave, there were some lines of dialogue in Brave that I didn't like, because I felt that they were really unnecessary. Like, this must be the ruins of that ancient civilization about. I'm like, yeah, Brave, I figured that one out.
Yeah, that was
the only ancient civilization you've talked about. And I'm like, I think kids are smart enough to have put that one together, because that's the only reason I think that dialogue is in there, is to let kids know.
And, like, if you have to explain it through dialogue, you can find a more subtle way to do it.
Instead of just saying, this is where we are, I think we're at this point in the story.
And remind me, is her, like, do you see her mouth moving when she says that, or is, like, is her back to the camera?
I think the camera's facing her, and she's looking through the ruins.
Okay, so that what that is that's a line that wasn't supposed to be there. I'll bet you anything. It wasn't supposed to be in the movie, and some producer was like, kids are stupid, guys. You need a line that says that this what this is. And they were like, okay, and so they found a place to put it and had the voice actors record it at the last minute.
Maybe. I don't know. It was weird. I'm like, this line, it just feels so unnecessary. And this isn't a line someone would say.
Nope.
No one would be like, I think this is this place.
Especially not Meridia. Meridia is very, she's very action-oriented with her words. She doesn't actually talk all that much, and she certainly isn't prone to, like, verbose, like, this is so statements.
I wander into my home and be like, this must be this home I live in. Oh! I don't know. That was But I do like the movie. I'm pointing out all the things I don't like because I can only say I like the movie so much.
Yeah, I really liked the fact that it was a mother-daughter film and that the mother wasn't evil. Beginning when they were at odds, I could still tell that the mother wasn't evil. Like, one of my favorite scenes is the scene where the mom gets really mad and throws the bow in the fire and then immediately regrets it and, like, pulls it out and burns her hands doing it. I thought that was really good, a really good scene.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That was a really great scene.
Also, the daughter started it by ripping up the portrait.
True, but she shouldn't have continued it.
It was rude.
It was very rude.
Look, I'm just saying. Blame spread around everywhere on this one.
Well, exactly. I mean, they were fighting, but it wasn't just a case of, like, I mean, again, it was one of these, one of the things that always annoys me about movies that are, like, moral movies that have, like, a lesson and show, like, a character in a, some kind of old-timey place and being subjected to what we consider to be archaic social rules, is that they always just sort of assume that the people doing them are perfectly capable of not doing them and are choosing to do it because they're assholes.
They're big jerks.
Apparently they were, because really everyone who wanted to uphold this tradition when they heard of the other option was just like, okay, whatever. Yeah, you can choose if you want, I guess.
Quiet, I'm making a point here.
to experience fear.
The point that I'm trying to make is that in Brave, I felt like the fact that the mother trying to, you know, enforce this tradition of like arranged marriage was doing it because that's how the social conventions work.
Also, the kingdom was going to fall apart if they didn't.
Yeah, and that was a societal thing. It was something that had to be done. She was trying to make it, you know, as happy as possible. But it wasn't something that she was, you know, that she could have just said, nah. Of course,
to do it.
A little bit, yeah, as Jake has pointed out, the scene where they decide they're not going to do it is a little bit fast. And it's like, oh, sure, that sounds like a better way to run our society.
Maybe if we all sat down and had a good talk about this,
sort of
we
like,
could have figured out a better way.
You know, like if Picard, like, beamed into, you know, the White House and was like, all right, Mr. President, I understand you have this whole capitalist system going, but what if we just embraced a post-scarcity economy and gave everyone what they needed and didn't use money at all?
What if we just did this?
Derp, why didn't I think of
that? Man, like,
egg on my face, Mr. Picard.
I feel silly about this one. That one's on me.
So that is kind of what it's like. Although how do you guys feel about the little, like, the weird, like, bear charades thing that was going on?
What?
In the scene, you know, in the same scene when she's, like, outlining her, like, message of social change and, like, the bear is, like,
doing funny stuff in the background.
Yeah, trying to give her directions.
I had fun with that. I don't know. I've been taking sign language classes over the past year, so it kind of was fun for me because I'm like, oh, I had to do that.
Maybe not
always. A bear wasn't doing it for me, which would have made it infinitely cooler. But, you know, I'm willing to accept that.
Not all of us are taking sign language classes, Ari. Some of us have to just, you know, watch this scene.
I want to sign at the microphone, but I know it won't pick that up because this microphone is not all-inclusive.
No, it's terrible. It's not a camera, if that's what you mean.
I want one of them things.
We're not doing video blogs.
Oh, man.
We all have faces made for radio.
Thanks, bro.
Think about that.
I think Jake could be our radio face.
Yeah, Jake is probably the handsomest guy here. Anyway, you were saying something, Jake?
I was. I thought that scene was cute. I wonder why you're asking about it.
Just because when I was watching it, I wasn't sure if I liked it or didn't like it. Like, I was like, I was sort of waffling between this is, like, adorable and this is stupid. Like, and I wasn't sure. Even now, I'm not entirely sure how I feel about it, and it's a weird feeling.
I give it a pass. I enjoyed it. And I like the way they ended the bear's cover being blown by saying, who wants to get drunk? Oh, man, booze time. And everyone's like, oh, man, screw this bear statue thing. We're done with this. Feel bad for that bear. That bear didn't hurt anyone. That was just a bear they killed and stuffed and mounted.
Well, the dad hates bears because a bear ate his leg.
That was an evil bear. That was like a man bear.
I really like the dad. The dad is cool.
Yeah, I wish there was more of him just because he was fun. I actually liked all the lords a lot and sad there wasn't more of them.
Only so much time in your movie, Ari.
I know. Yeah. I really like the supporting characters in this movie, and I'm sad there weren't more of them. I can't say that I wished, like, the movie was about them, but I wanted more of them. When the movie was over, I'm like, I really liked all those scenes. I wish there were more of those scenes in the movie.
Well, that's what spin-offs are for.
Oh, man. I want a prequel where they tell me about, well, who they were murdering to, like, who they banded together to murder.
Vikings.
More. I want to see that.
The Vikings.
I want to see that movie.
Vikings aren't that complicated.
No, I want to see that movie.
Like, you know, the most complicated thing about Vikings is getting their helmets right. Beyond that, they're pretty straightforward.
I want to see more of that movie. Also, I had felt there was a kind of, if we're talking about scenes that were kind of weird, I felt like the tone shift at the very beginning of the movie when he loses his leg was really weird.
Why?
Like, she was off and the music's happy playing, and then a bear shows up. It's like, oh my god, bear.
Because there
was like a creepy scene, I'm like, some bad guy show up, okay, no, happy music's playing again, we're okay. And then bear! It's like, oh my god, bear.
That's called a reversal. It's a bait and switch.
It was weird.
It's where they make you feel one way, and then they pull the rug out from under you.
It felt weird. Just saying. I don't know if it was a bad scene, but it was a weird scene.
Just a little weird.
I don't know. I was left feeling weird about that scene. It was just like, what happened? What happened here?
Bear happened.
I barely remember it.
Oh man.
I had to make that joke.
Well, I was wondering how long it was going to be until someone made that joke.
Oh, man.
All right. So like I said, I'm having a hard time thinking of what else to say. I mean, because I can only... This is weird in that I really like the main character. In most movies, I don't really find the main character that interesting. Because, like, the main character is written to be, like, it's supposed to, like, appeal to the widest common denominator.
Projection slate.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like we want to make this main character as, like, generic as possible so that no one will hate them. But, like, that kind of makes it impossible to like them. But I felt like Meridia definitely had a personality. And so did her mom. Jake probably remembers her mom's name. I don't actually remember any of the names for that movie.
Yeah, it was Queen Eleanor. She was a really great character. I really liked her.
I miss King Fergus.
Like, I think mainly it was just that because this was, like, a very close-knit family, they didn't use each other's names all that often, which I actually thought was kind of cool, but as a result, I didn't really remember any of them. I was identifying them in my head as Red, Queen, and King.
Mm-hmm.
That was just how I was thinking of them.
Also interesting, now that we're looking at the Wikipedia page, I gotta say, the cover art is really cool looking.
Yeah, it is.
Much cooler than a lot of the other movies I've seen recently.
It's got that blue and orange contrast that every single movie poster has.
Yeah.
Yeah, teal and orange.
There's a reason for that. It looks awesome. Look, just because it's, you know, used often doesn't mean it doesn't work.
That's true.
There's a reason for that.
It's used an awful lot.
You know, it's because it's the best way. Look, I've seen color schemes ruin things, like the least attractive restaurant I've ever been at. Literally made me lose my appetite because of how bad the color scheme.
Yeah, that one in the airport that was like blues and greens and had no pictures of food.
Nope,
it was like blue, green, and white.
I literally got less hungry looking at that restaurant. I still ordered food from there because it was the only place that served anything I wanted. But
yeah,
worst color scheme.
It took me a while to figure out it was even a restaurant because it had no like pictures of food. It didn't look like a restaurant. There was no one in, like, a restaurant uniform.
You made a burger on a computer, and then they made it for you.
Actually not a bad way to do it. It was just looked very strange.
Yeah, so color schemes can ruin stuff, Jake. Just because you're different doesn't mean you're good. Just saying.
It's true. Don't act out to be cool.
Look, just because the snowflake's unique doesn't mean it's pretty.
Snowflakes are pretty much universally pretty. They kind of have to be just by the way they form.
Snowflakes.
It's never really a way for an ugly snowflake to form.
So how about that Brave movie?
Yeah, we were talking about Brave, weren't we? Let's see. What else is there?
Is $185 million a lot for a budget? It's only 93 minutes. Huh.
Yeah, it's not that long. Yeah.
I'm used to movies being over 2 hours now. Like, universally.
$185 million is a fair bit. The 2009 Star Trek movie was, I think, $150 million.
Really? So this was higher budget than that? Damn.
Pixar spares no expense.
I don't know. I always think of animated movies as cheaper because they don't hire, or like I assume voice acting is a little bit cheaper than hiring people for full on acting gigs because they don't have to spend time, I assume.
Yeah, but by the same token, they have to hire a lot of animators.
Yes, that's true.
I suppose that's expensive. As we saw, this is really high quality animation. Like, that hair is really expensive.
Oh my god, that hair.
Like, that hair is so detailed.
Oh man, it was important.
1,000
I'm trying to remember if there's any message in, like, the way her hair changed and the way the movie changed. I was trying to think. I don't think there was.
It got wet when it was wet.
It was. I don't know. It looked really good. I was trying to think of it because, like... Like movies, I'm going to jump to a different movie for a point. Hunger Games, they wore less and less stupid makeup as the characters got more and more humanized. All the good characters didn't wear a ton of really gaudy makeup to show that they were like different from the dehumanization of the capital. I was wondering if there's anything like that in the Brave hair. No, but I can't think of it.
The only thing that was like that was the point where she pulls back the bow and her like super constrictive corset dress breaks.
Mm-hmm. Also, the bear's eye changes, which was a good shift. Good way to shift that. I thought that was a nice way to do it.
Yeah, and like
with Mom Bear,
the bear's body language. Like the first time that happened, I was like, something is wrong.
Mom Bear's acting a bear now.
I immediately could tell that something was wrong. It was like, you know, this was like clearly an animal and not a person. And it was like that's wrong.
That's so wrong.
It's subtle. It's good.
But you know, all the same, I am surprised at a $185 million budget for what is a fairly short movie. It's an hour and a half. I don't know. That's surprising.
Any big names on the voice actors list? I don't know many voice actors, but...
Maybe this... I mean, it doesn't have...
Oh, Lord McIntosh was Craig Ferguson.
Who's Lord McIntosh?
He was one of the...
he was one of the chieftains. The three chieftains. I don't remember which one. I know McGuff was the short, fat one.
Okay, never mind. Who is Craig Ferguson?
Talk show host.
Oh, okay.
I've heard of him, but I don't know anything about him.
He's a good guy.
I don't recognize any of these names.
And it didn't... okay, I hope this figure is off, because according to this, its box office budget... I guess it's still in theaters, but according to this, its box office was only $213 million. Mm-hmm. And that's not really much of a profit margin.
At least it made a profit.
I don't think it's... It hasn't
more than a lot of movies.
It hasn't gone... Yeah, but that's not more than... Like, if a... it's sort of expected that... Like, it seems anyway that, like, a big budget, like, blockbuster movie will double its budget.
Well... Mm-hmm. I know a lot of... It's hard to tell to get box office numbers and exactly how much it made at the box offices, so I think we can take that number with a grain of salt.
Yeah, and also this... I'm assuming that's domestic. Mm-hmm. It probably hasn't, you know... We probably haven't figured out what it grossed worldwide yet.
Also, yeah, it's just really hard to tell how much you've actually made because of theaters charged differently, and it's hard to quantify that, and the money goes so many different places.
You can make some assumptions from the opening weekend box office numbers, but...
You can say that. There is an amount. You can get ballparks, but it's hard. I was watching a show where one of the industry guys was talking about that.
I'm just afraid that, this was, going into preach mode for a minute here. This was if not the first... Disney and Pixar movies that starred female main characters, and not like love interests or anything, just like the actual main characters are ladies, and I'm concerned that if it doesn't make enough money, they're just gonna be like, oh well, that was a bad idea. They're just not gonna do that anymore. And I would be really sad if that happened.
Who did Tangle?
Not Disney Pixar.
Who did that?
I don't think so, anyway.
I don't think it was Pixar, but I think it was Disney.
I think it was Disney.
Did Disney do it?
Okay.
It was Disney's, not Pixar Animation Studios.
Because Tangled was awesome, so they can do it right.
But, yeah, okay, so there is that. There is Tangled.
Tangled's still my favorite animated movie I've seen recently.
Well, let's do a comparison here. How much was Tangled's budget? Jesus Christ.
$260 million.
$260 million?
Yeah.
You should look up like a live action movie.
Okay,
right?
Look up
Prometheus or something.
Prometheus. What was Prometheus' budget?
Doop doop.
Doop doop doop. Prometheus.
There we go. We already found this once.
$130 million.
Damn. Wow.
What the hell?
I didn't know live action was cheaper.
When did live action become cheaper than animation? My mind is blown.
My mind is boggling.
My mind blown straight off. I don't have a mind left.
Well, Tangled made a lot of money, so that more than doubled it.
I guess. Sort of.
Good work, Tangled.
Be interested in seeing
right?
where all the
No, it didn't quite double it. A little less.
It's close.
Yeah. No, it did. No, wait, it did. Never mind, I'm wrong. I just can't do math.
Sorry, what was that, Jake?
I'd be interested in seeing where all the money goes when you produce a movie like this.
Ice cream.
Animation.
Ice cream, yeah.
Buying everyone ice cream. Animators work better with ice cream, yo.
That's true.
I guess you need a lot of animators for this.
I mean, the animation's been getting so much better just in these recent movies. Looking at older movies and stuff, because there was that awkward transition from, like, more traditional, older-style animations that some of them are done by hand, or, like, Wallace and Gromit kind of stuff.
Claymation.
Well, that style, that whole genre. Mm-hmm. And now we moved into computer animation, where they hit that kind of awkward stage where the animation wasn't as good.
Uncanny Valley.
Uncanny Valley. I saw this more in actually in TV than in movies.
Yeah, Welcome to Babylon 5.
Yeah,
God.
Like the TV, a lot of TV shows switched. If anyone remembers the switch in the Dexter's Lab cartoon, I think that was a new animation style.
Yes.
So those kind of things, and now they've gotten to the point where animation is looking really good, and these movies come out of it. It just must be extremely expensive. It must be like putting your entire budget, your entire movie has to be done in CGI.
I guess. I hadn't really thought of it that way. I was always under the impression that this kind of movie was cheaper to make than a live-action film with lots of sci-fi special effects, but...
I've heard people say that a lot, but I think it's been not true for
apparently, I know absolutely nothing about movies. I thought I knew things about movies, and I don't... Okay, well,
everything has to be done on the computer where you could save money, do stuff like models and stuff for sci-fi. Mm-hmm. Like, some of the best sci-fi movies use models, and models aren't that expensive.
Well, originally, models were more expensive. That was the reason they switched to CGI. That was the reason that Babylon 5 has CGI and it's not models, and their CGI is really crappy. And that was, you know, that was the reason why Star Trek stuck with models for so long, was that Star Trek could afford them.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, it just, you know, it's more cost. It was cheaper to go with CGI in television, which is why I'm so surprised that these CGI movies are more expensive than their big blockbuster special effects filled live action counterparts.
I must just have to be the animation tools that Disney and Pixar use, and they have money to burn at least.
Hang on, I'm gonna compare this to the big one. I'm gonna compare it to Avatar.
Oh man, what's gonna lose to Avatar?
No, I'm not talking about profit ratios. I want to know what Avatar's budget was. See, look at that. Avatar's budget was, like, $237 million. You're telling me that it took more to make Tangled than it did to make Avatar?
This is Wikipedia. Maybe they're wrong.
Maybe it's wrong. What is Wikipedia? I am disappointed.
Well, man, I didn't know Avatar made that much money.
Yeah, Avatar made a lot of money, bro.
I see a trillion or a billion over there.
Yeah, that's a 2 billion. That 2 is in the billions column.
I don't like that.
No,
it's unfair. Tangled was better. Sorry.
I would say it must be like the marketing budget or something. But Avatar had a big marketing budget. So
The biggest marketing.
Do we know anyone who works in animation that we can ask?
I have Kelsey kind of works in animation. She definitely took animation in college. She probably knows way more about it than I do. All right, I'm going to see if I can get Kelsey on a special follow-up to this, because our minds are blown. What is even going on with these movies?
There's a lot of money. Also, look how short these movies are. Look at Avatar's runtime. We're at 100 minutes, and...
Avatar is 162 minutes.
Yeah.
Avatar's long. Kids' movies are short because kids have short attention spans.
Kids have... I just can't... Like, you have... Like, those minutes cost a lot of money, especially in a movie like Avatar.
And movies seem a lot longer when you're a kid. I rewatched Beauty and the Beast recently, and it seemed so fast-paced. Like,
it's not that long.
Scene after scene after scene.
I've only watched it as an adult, so it's not very long to me.
Yeah. Although, granted, Avatar did use that new special kind of motion capture filming that James Cameron basically invented for the movie.
Maybe that's
so
cheap.
Maybe it was cheaper to invent that new kind of filming than to use traditional CGI.
Maybe. it worked, I guess. I don't know. Tangled, I had no idea. I thought Tangled was like a Disney side project, which is why it got away with a lot of the stuff that normal Disney movies don't get away with.
I thought
like
a lot
knife
of
stabbing.
I'm going to... All right, you know what? I'm not going to take these Wikipedia numbers at face value.
Is there another website we can go to?
Like IMDb?
I'm sure there are, but I'm not going to do a whole bunch of recording. All right, here, we'll check IMDb, but I don't want to do a whole bunch of research on this recording. All right,
people come to this show for, right?
Yeah, totally. All right, Tangled.
IMDb.
IMDb.
This is compelling stuff.
All right, guys, we have officially gone completely off the rails. You know, this was originally a Brave review, and now we're just yelling about animated movies and how much they cost. All right, does anyone see budget anywhere?
Do control find.
You control find.
Try using control alt delete.
No, jiggle the cord a little.
Oh.
Okay, this is... All right, so IMDb agrees with Wikipedia. All right, well, that's,
Huh.
I'm going to do some research on this, and I am going to find out... I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Where all the money goes.
Where did all this money go?
Why is the rum gone?
Why are trucks of money pulling up to Pixar and just dumping them in the back?
Dump it in the hole. Just dump down this conveniently placed hole.
Alright. Was there anything else to say about Brave?
It was a pretty good movie. I liked it.
It was good, but...
I had fun.
My mind has been blown.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, there's that. Which I really liked Brave. It was really awesome. Everyone should go see it. I don't understand what people say when they say it didn't measure up to the other
Pixar movies.
To the other Pixar movies.
Do you know specifically what people have said about it who didn't like it?
No.
Oh.
Like, they say that, and then it's hard to get details. Like, well, I know Lillian, specifically Lillian told me she didn't like it because she thought that the message at the end was that, like, the daughter should have just, like, you know, shut up and taken one for the team.
Well, I did feel like there was an element of she should have been more compromising with her mother.
And I know that Lillian is not the kind of person to like that sort of ending.
Bethany enjoyed it, so I didn't have that same issue.
Oh, well, quiet you.
I don't know.
We're not here to compare, like, girlfriend movie tastes.
Well, you know, so neither of them can be here, so we have to talk for them.
But
as it should be.
But, shut up, Ari. quiet you.
Sorry.
This is not another podcast that I'm not going to name. But anyway, from what I've gotten from other people that I've tried to get to explain to me why they didn't like it that much... Like, one person said it was, like, just another coming-of-age movie, and he thought there were too many of those already. But it's like, you know, you could say that about most movies. I mean, you could say that Batman Begins is a coming-of-age movie. It's like, it basically is. I mean, in most movies, the character goes through some kind of transformation.
Is that the prequel to The Dark Knight?
Fuck you.
Is that what that is?
Batman Begins was way better than The Dark Knight.
Oh, okay. Heresy, Orin.
I am not at all excited for The Dark Knight Rises. If only because now when I say Dark Knight, no one knows which movie I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's weird. I'm
also, it looks boring,
it
and Bane has a thing in his mouth. And, like, Bane doesn't usually have... like, in his, some of his costumes, he doesn't have it at all, but in most of them, it's not nearly that pronounced.
It's got good reviews, and it's free screening.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. It's critics just love Christopher Nolan. They will give anything he does a good reviews.
Well, I'm sure we'll have a chance to talk about this when we watch it, because we're all going to go see it.
Yeah.
At least I am.
Well, we are. Okay, let's not kid ourselves. All right, well, that was...
paying them money.
That was our Brave review. If you haven't seen Brave already and you're not completely put off by it, by this, go see it.
Yeah, it's good.
I recommend it. It's totally good. It is worth seeing. I hope we get more movies like it.
Support the mother-daughter dynamic. Support new, not love story, even though some of them have been done really well, like Tangled.
Well, I'm not against love stories. I just think it's annoying that every movie we see with a female character, she has to be in a love story.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, it wouldn't be a problem if they weren't the only thing out there. All right. So anyway, we're going to end on that note, and this is all things Brave signing off.